Nathan Rarere is with me in the Auckland studio. Kia ora, good morning to you.
How are you going?
I'm going pretty well. This is extraordinary stuff. This is a record that stood for nearly 40 years, and LeBron James has smashed it in the NBA. It's one of the world's great performances, really, isn't it?
We did see one of the great performances yesterday, but it wasn't from LeBron James. It was from the previous record holder, a man called Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and he's an interesting type. There was a series that was made last year about the LA Lakers at that time, and he just came across as this very stern, like that everyone was scared of. And apparently all the other players went, yeah, that's him. Yeah, he's the guy. Yeah, we'll call him the captain. They still call him the captain. But they do this bit where Kareem scored 38,388 points in his career. But they do the bit where someone's about to break his record, so they make him sit in the front row and watch it. And it reminds me of, you know, at the Oscars, you know, the other three people that don't win, you know, that clap.
The Ben Affleck look.
So that's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar there yesterday in there, and it's his best performance since he was Roger Murdoch in the movie Airplane in 1980 when he was the co-pilot. That was Kareem there too. But no, LeBron came out, and it's always funny when sports goes for a sense of occasion, because what they do is, you know, rather than two people doing the pre-game show, all of a sudden you've got seven and they're running out of things to say, and they go, well, he's got the headband on, and you know what that means. And I'm watching going,
no.
He doesn't want sweat in his eyes? No, this is this particular one. He's got this. But anyway, he needed 36 points in the game. He'd scored 20 in the first half, and it was very interesting because it was very much just get out of the way and get the ball to LeBron. So he eventually gets there and scores enough points to take the record. And they stop the game, so everyone comes onto the court and they do a big presentation for him and stuff, and it's so much cheering and all that. And you would have thought they'd won the entire World Championships. They were losing at the time. They end up losing the game, but no one cared because they were there for the moment.
That's right.
The moment, yes.
So that makes him pretty much the greatest of all time, I guess.
Wow.
Or is there a but?
There always is, and I think this is one of those ones where it's legacy, and I was trying to think about a way to describe it, and I thought, it's a bit like your favourite James Bond. I think your favourite James Bond, and the one you think of as James Bond, is the first one you saw. You're like, that's James Bond, and then there's the others. And so if you think about him, he is the greatest player of the modern era. I mean, for a giant of a man, like, we think our All Blacks are big. He is massive. Like, he's 6'9". He weighs about 120 kilos, but he's just agile and he's fast and he's so coordinated and so good, and his brain works so quickly, being able to see things. And with LeBron, you can ask him about a play in the game and he remembers it exactly, who was where, what they did and what have you. So he's the greatest of the modern era. But of course, you've got Michael Jordan. You know, I'm 50, so that's my age.
That's me too.
Michael Jordan, but then before him was Kareem. And then, of course, the greatest winner of all time was Bill Russell, who was a man that played for the Boston Celtics. He played 13 years. He won 11 titles, right? So, you know, like, we look at Michael Jordan and think he was fantastic. He won six. Like, LeBron hasn't even caught up to that yet. So he did need some kind of I'm the greatest of all time in some statistical department to kind of back himself
up.
You're
going to tell me that there's some guy who's going to blow all that away?
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing. So, you know, the NBA always looks forward. Who's the new star? There is a player coming from France and he will beat all of them. His name is Victor Wembanyama. He is going to be in the NBA draft this year. I'll give it to you in the old measurement. He is 7'3".
No.
And he is agile and fast. And it's like you look and you go, this guy's from another planet. What's going on here? But he plays at the normal short, fast guy position, but he's as fast as them.
7'3".
7'3", yeah. So his name's, and there was a great bit where LeBron met him and LeBron made this face and he's like, I'm so glad I'm going to be able to leave when he gets here. Right. Yeah.
Hey, just before we finish, yes. Baseball.
Yes.
What is it?
So it's the good old classic. The sports writers, we love a headline, Bazball. So this is Brendan McCullum's really aggressive style that he had, of course, when he was at the Black Caps. Let's go down and let's try and score as many runs as we can and get them quickly. So they've been playing a warm-up game at Seddon Park, and it was supposed to be 4 days, but they made it a two-dayer with the pink ball. And great day for a guy by the name of Harry Brooks. So New Zealanders tend to adopt one particular player in visiting teams. We either really take to them and go, oh, that's pretty cool, or we Quade Cooper them. But Harry Brook, I think, is the guy. He hit 5 sixes in a row yesterday, so it was a great day to be Harry Brook. Not a good day to be the leg spinner, Adithya Ashok, who was bowling for New Zealand, who got a dot ball off his first ball of the over and then went back and went, all right, let's try this. And he saw the next 5 consecutive balls go over the boundary. So it looks like an exciting tour that's coming.
It does for the English.
Yeah.
465 or something, I think they got yesterday.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Nathan.
Cheers.
Nathan Rarere there with a bit of a wrap on what's happening across the world of sport.